Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I think, you know, over the next few weeks, as far as helping these guys and then kind of taking some time to look back maybe at some of those games and then in the off season look back at those games and really have a better way of assessing it. But I still think, you know, I'll always when you're sitting, sitting here at 2-9, I think I always just say, you know what, if that's the record of your team, then I think everybody can look at it and go, you know what, we got to play better. And so that's my first assessment looking at it. I'm pleased with some things that I did, but at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, you always feel like you can be better.
Josh, how physically beat up are you? I mean, is it the worst ever in a year for you?
I don't know. I mean, I think obviously I've not finished the year, you know, with this type of injury, this late in the season. So that's a first. But I've said it before; it's part of it. So I'm no different. There's guys in here that are banged up that, just fortunately haven't broken a bone yet. So at this point in the year, everybody's banged up. So it's just part of the game.
You know, Tony Romo. This year at all, Josh? It seemed like it was always something, your concussion, shoulder, wind.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a little bit of that. That's, you know, but I mean, for me, it's just all, it's part of it. It's part of this game, and so you just got to, you know, work through it as best you can. It's disappointing, and from obviously, you know, going all the way back to week one and, you know, leaving that game that early after what we opened up, it's just, you just wonder what it would have been like if you could play every snap. So that's the frustrating thing. But again, they're part of this game, and you adjust and move on.
Do you know Tony Romo?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we're about the same age, and came in the league around the same time. So I know him a little bit, and I know he's obviously gone through the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you called, but I just wanted you guys to say, hey, how's your
time? No, but I mean, I can certainly, certainly empathize with him now, for sure.
When it happened, obviously you went back to the game, so you didn't know at first what it was?
Well, it hurt pretty bad, and it felt, but I didn't know. You know, I said, let me just try to throw. And so when I threw and I felt like I could get through a throw motion and all that, I felt like talking with Joe and them, I felt like, okay, let's give it a go, you know, and it's just, especially, you know, kind of going back to the last question of just having left the field a few times this year, it's just like I didn't want to leave him, you know, again, and so to me it was like, I want to just give every shot, every opportunity I could to you know, till it just completely couldn't do it, and so made the first throw. And felt a little something. And I made that second throw and felt a little something more then. And knew at that point, as much as I wanted to be out there, it's probably not fair to everybody else because I don't know if I could push the ball downfield the way I needed to and all those things. And so I just thought it was best to come out then.
Josh, I know this just happened, but you have been around in the league a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a contract, so I'm here, and I think you set goals, you know, as a player and as a member of a team and as an organization, and so you set out to accomplish those goals, and if you don't hit it in that year, then whenever that time comes, and we still got five games to play, and we need to finish well, but at the same time, as a player, if whenever your season ends, kind of like mine has, your focus just becomes, you know, what can I do to help us be better next year, and so until I'm told otherwise, you know, do everything I can to serve the guys and help this team and this organization, you know, be better moving forward, and that starts with, you know, the next 5 weeks and on into the off season.
I mean, you know, contracts. I mean, you learned that last year with Tampa Bay. They can be ended.
Yeah. You can get cut. That's That's what we call it. yeah, I mean, I don't control that, you know. And so, like I said, I'll be here, you know, and my expectation it will be to be here, and we'll work accordingly. And if that changes, then that changes. But you know, I think being here you know, being a part of this city and organization and understanding how bad people want to, you know, get this thing turned around and get it running in the right direction, you know, I definitely would love to be a part of that, you know, to see that turn, because you know, I just haven't experienced it now and appreciate you know, how much the fans, you know, love our team and want to see us do well, and so yeah, I mean, if that opportunity, I would love to.
What is there to make you think it can turn around?
Well, I mean, the opposite would be just to pack up and go home. So, I mean, there's like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to come to work and go, well, you can't turn it around, so let's just keep running our head into a wall. I mean, I think there's, anytime you have a job and you're going to go to work and put your best foot forward, you believe you can turn it around. You believe you can be part of that solution. And so I believe we have guys in this locker room that can do that. And you see things like we saw the other night. You know, that game didn't go our way. You know, obviously you can point to some negative things and highlight those and say it can't turn around. And for us, though, and I choose to point to the positive things and say, you know, these are reasons why it can. And so so that's just my approach when I come to work. And you know, I don't think anybody, if we didn't think it could, would want to be here. I mean, I think, you know, as competitors, we're all in this thing because we believe that, you know, we can be part of the reason why it turns.
Josh, the games that you were healthy and able to play, do you feel you were playing at the highest level of your career? Statistically, it's probably true. Did you feel you were playing the best of your career?
I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I felt good. I felt good for especially coming off of kind of the situation we went through last year and everything. Just to be back in a system again and with you know, with kind of veteran NFL coaches that have been around the league. I think, yeah, it certainly helped considering last year. So I feel like. I don't know, like, statistically or whatever, but, like, I felt like I did in 2013 with the Bears as far as just the rhythm and the timing of things and the plan and all that stuff. So I'm encouraged by, you know, some of the things that we did and certainly just encouraged by the opportunity to get back out and function in this type of offense. And so, you know, I really feel like, you know, you always walk away thinking you could be even better. And so I feel like I could turn that up a notch too. So, and that's what, you know, that's what the offseason's for.
Do you want to coach in your future?
Is it? Are you insinuating something?
No, I
don't know. You know, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing for dinner tonight. So, that's so far in the future. I'll say this: a few years ago, when I was coaching high school ball, I really enjoyed that and got, you know, gained a huge sense of fulfillment and joy from working with those kids. So, we'll see what the future holds. I certainly. I know that my journey has allowed me to be exposed to a lot of football, a lot of different ways to do it, and so if that's, you know, if that's one of the things one of these days, then I'll look into that. But right now I'm just focused on getting healthy and continuing to play.
Could you give us a scouting report on scouting report on Austin Davis? We're looking for the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I want to give a full scouting report on him because we play somebody this weekend and he's got to play. But I've been impressed with Austin since he's been here as far as just, you know, he loves the game. He's a football junkie. You know, he's always watching tape and studying and just asking questions all the time. And so I think, you know, anytime you have those kind of qualities and you love it, especially at our position, you have to. And I think you give yourself a chance. And then, you know, especially the circumstance that he came in, we're kind of in full tilt. And so he's kind of having to learn on the fly, and it's hard for Kevin or anybody to really stop and kind of break things down because we're in the middle of game planning and all that stuff. So he's done a good job of just assimilating and getting up to speed. And so you're really proud of him the other night, how he came in that game and got us in position. And so did some really good things. And I think it speaks to his preparation and who he is. And so I'm excited about seeing him play Sunday. And I think he'll be prepared. He'll understand the game plan in and out, and I think he obviously showed some poise the other night coming in off the bench, on Monday Night Football and all those things considered. So I'm excited about watching him play, and I think he's got a bright future. Just from the limited time that I've been around him, I think he's one of those guys that you see sticking around for a long time.
Hey, Jess, did you think there's anything eventually knock you out? Quickie kind of drove you pretty hard on that shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. I think, you know, those guys are flying around playing physical, and that's part of it. And I don't know the intent. But I would say this, that just understanding, watching the Ravens and those teams over the years, there's a physical football team that plays hard. And so, I would think it's just a product of that more than anything.
Did you play with broken ribs this year?
Really
caring. Now that it's over,
yeah, I mean, yeah, there were probably a few games there. Yeah.
Couple broken ribs.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Because it happened. The original rib injury was St. Louis, and then seemed to get worse, obviously, against Arizona.
Yeah.
When did it really happen in St. Louis, and you were playing through it?
Yeah. Yeah. It happened somewhere along the way, and it's just part of it. So you just go through it. It's part of this game. And like I said, I'm not the only guy in here that's fighting through stuff and fought through stuff and we put a lot into this, and everybody does. And so I think that's what's the hardest thing for me to deal with in this situation is you just want to be available for your teammates and be there for your guys. And so when you can't be, it hurts. It hurts more than any of the physical pain. That's what's more frustrating than anything.
How many broken ribs?
Somebody said a couple would be fair.
I don't know what physical shape you were in for that last field goal the other night. You've been around a while. Where is that one?
Golly, yeah, I was just like everybody else, just brokenhearted, and you know, my jaw was on the floor. It was just like, you know, you think it, you know, at a minimum you're gonna end up in overtime and feel pretty good about our chances. Shoot, the last two times I played those guys, it's been overtime games. And so I thought, here we go. And, you know, at a minimum, we're going to get a third overtime game. We're going to beat these guys. And so for it to end like that, man, it was a crazy ending. It's just unfortunate because, like I said, just the efforts out there, you know, Austin coming in and doing what he did, Carlos is, you know, interception and touchdown. And, you know, you just hate that you don't finish the game reflective of some of the overall effort. And so, that's part of taking another step, though, and part of becoming a good football team is doing that. And that's what, you know, as we continue through these next 5 weeks and on in, that's what we got to do better. And I think, if you go out and prepare hard and you work hard in these 5 weeks when essentially, you know, you're not playing for the playoffs or anything like that, but I think that's the kind of resolve that you build that you eventually win those tough games because of the resolve that you build when you're 2-9 and you go out to work and you practice hard. So I think it's critical for us these next 5 weeks to do that.